This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Thousands of National Guard troops continue to patrol major cities in the United States Sunday after five consecutive nights of protests over racism and police brutality. The protests boiled over into arson and looting in some places, sending shockwaves through the country. A senior White House official, echoing President Donald Trump, blamed anarchists and far-left activists for the violence, while local leaders appealed to citizens to give constructive outlet to their rage without destroying their communities. The death Monday of George Floyd, who is black, while in custody of white officers in Minnesota, ignited this latest wave of outrage in the U.S. over law enforcement's use of lethal force against African Americans. Like others before, this scene captured on cell phone video. From Seattle to New York, tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets demanding tougher murder charges and more arrests over the death of Floyd, who stopped breathing after a Minneapolis police officer knelt on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. We are still in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic and people are still dying. According to a tally by Johns Hopkins University, COVID-19 claimed more lives overnight, taking the number of the disease has killed in the U.S. to nearly 104,000, with nearly 1.8 million confirmed infections. Worldwide, there are more than 370,000 deaths resulting from the virus and well over 6 million confirmed infections. Much of the world is moving at varying speeds to lift lockdowns that have wrecked economies and stripped millions of their jobs. Muslims in Jerusalem and other cities flocked to newly reopened mosques Sunday. In Bolivia, the government is set to lift containment measures Monday, but four of the country's nine regions, including hardest-hit Santa Cruz de la Sierra, said they would defy the order and extend the restrictions. This is VOA News. In Britain, mixed messages as some senior government advisors warned it was moving too quickly to ease the coronavirus lockdown, while another says he's reasonably confident further easing would keep the rate of infection in the country at manageable levels. As of Monday in England, groups of up to six people from different households are allowed to meet outside in parks or private gardens as long as they maintain social distancing rules. Spain's minority government said it would seek a final two-week extension for its lockdown, but it will need parliament's support. India said it would begin relaxing the world's biggest lockdown in stages in early June, even as it marked another record daily rise in infections. Bangladesh lifted its lockdown Sunday, with millions heading back to work in densely populated cities, even as the country logged record spikes in new deaths and infections. Abu Dhabi announced it will cordon off the United Arab Emirates capital, as well as banning travel between regions within the emirate for a week starting Tuesday. The move is being made to rein in the new coronavirus. Sunday's announcement means residents of the UAE will not be allowed to travel from the capital, Abu Dhabi, to the services hub of Dubai, 90 minutes on a major highway, without a permit. Residents may move freely within their own regions between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Iran announced collective prayers would resume in mosques despite infections ticking back upwards in the Middle East's hardest-hit country. Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, the third holiest site in Islam after Mecca and Medina in Saudi Arabia, reopened to worshippers Sunday. Local authorities said Sunday a German engineer on the first flight carrying European workers back to China has tested positive for the coronavirus as an asymptomatic carrier. The man was on a Lufthansa flight from Frankfurt to the northeastern city of Tianjin, which landed with around 200 passengers, mainly German workers and their families. A SpaceX rocket carrying two Americans docked with the International Space Station Sunday, the first commercial launch to take U.S. astronauts into space. It also is the first time in almost a decade a U.S. rocket has lifted off carrying American astronauts to the International Space Station. The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket with the Dragon capsule aboard launched into orbit from Kennedy Space Center Saturday. With the launch, Russia has lost its long-held monopoly as the only country able to ferry astronauts to the International Space Station. While the Russian Space Agency congratulated the United States and Elon Musk's SpaceX, experts said the launch should be a wake-up call for Roscosmos. The Russian Space Agency criticized what they call President Trump's hysteria about the launch. From Washington, via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.